Blog Talk Radio.
Demented Dungeons and Dragons disclaimer. Asterisk legal notice asterisk. This podcast is for educational and / or entertainment purposes only. Our opinions and religious beliefs are our own. Most of this is all hearsay evidence and is not admissible in court. Our first-hand knowledge is your hearsay evidence and you should always go and do your own homework. We are not necessarily encouraging you to overthrow any terroristic tyrannical de facto governments, medical establishments, fast food franchises, any religious or non-religious 501c3s or anything of that matter. We do encourage you not to feed the beast, we do encourage you to love your neighbor, your community, and your homeland. We do encourage you to do what is right, when it is right, because it is right. We do encourage you to protect your de jure government, your sovereignty, your freedoms, and your liberty, and those same freedoms and liberties for your neighbor, your community, your people, and your homeland. The Lord gave you free will, please use it wisely. Pray it forward, pray for others as you would like them to pray for you. Love others as you would want them to love you. Please read 1 Corinthians 13. We practice God's medicine, not man's medicines. Any nutritional statements heard on this podcast is just our research and / or experience. Most of them may not be accepted by the FDA. Under the New World Order rules, regulations, standards, codes, and guidelines, we are not allowed to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases. But we cannot cure you, nor can your doctor, only you can heal yourself. Disease is a result of a nutritional deficient environment. Feed your body right, and your body will cure itself. Man and / or other animals, we are not man animals. This podcast is not made for animals, this podcast is only for certain humans made in God's image, endowed by God with certain inalienable rights. If you are an animal, this podcast isn't necessarily for you, please tell your human about us.
Hello, and welcome to the free food and medicine portion of the Manic Monday podcast. Let me start out by saying man or other animals. I know that doesn't make any sense. Google it, and it will. The FDA considers us animals, and so they have regulations for animals, and they think that we fall under those rules, regulations, standards, codes, and guidelines. But, are you an animal? I don't know. If you think you evolved from monkeys or apes or whatever, you might be a mammal. Just all depends. Anyhow, this might possibly be a very controversial subject, as pretty much all our subjects. But I recently, actually today, posted diesel oil on Facebook for sale, and I got a lot of backlash from what we would call brainwashed people. They might think that they're not. They might think that they might actually think we're kooks, and they might actually believe the bull crap. And I feel sorry for them for that reason. But, you know, a friend of mine thinks, you know, they might just be, I don't know, what do you call a spy, you know? Basically there to create problems and whatnot. I don't think it's that organized, but it could be. I think it was just ignorance. And I'm not saying ignorance as in the guy's a stupid idiot. I'm just saying ignorant as in he's uneducated. And I told him to go do his own homework. But I guess he refuses, and therefore he chooses to remain ignorant. Anyhow, so, and we'll go into more detail on that later on our extended version of the podcast, because the guy kind of tried to entrap me by getting me to say that this essential oil will cure COVID-19. Well, I can't make that claim. Because there is no magic bullets. You have to feed your body right so that your body can heal yourself. Am I wrong?
You might be, but how can I say it? The truth is, you can't say they'll cure anything because, you know, there's agencies and people who will thump you on the head for having said so. You know, we got a guy who's trying to sell colloidal silver. He's a pretty famous guy here in Missouri. I honestly forget his name, but the state of Missouri is suing him because he said it'll cure it. Well, it may or may not. But, you know, they don't get on doctors for saying this, that, or that to cure it. You know, you got to have their special permission to tell the truth. You know, and if you have their special permission, then you can tell lies and get away with it. So,
therein is the problem. And this COVID-19 is blown way out of proportion. I'm not saying it won't get bad. I'm just saying it hasn't proven itself to be as volatile as they claim it is.
Well, it's as real or not, they're using it as a false flag operation to try to push through a whole bunch of other agendas.
Right.
Bill Gates wants to put chips in everybody so that we'll know who's been inoculated and who hasn't been. You know? So,
right. They've been trying to chip us for years.
Right. And the way they're talking, this kind of chip ain't going to be one where I can dig it out of me. It's going to be a whole bunch of stuff stuck inside me, and it's just going to float around in my bloodstream. Ain't shit I'm going to be able to do about it once they've done it to me. So,
right. So the chip is in the inoculation.
That's a possibility, too. You know, so until we figure out how that particular chip works, you know, maybe we can put corrosive stuff in our bloodstream that'll kill the chip. We might be sick as a dog for a while we're waiting for the chip to get killed, but, you know, but they'll just turn around and put another one in us.
Pretty much.
And it's already been demonstrated all these radio frequency things cause damage. They make tumors in animals and pets. You know, you really don't want to do that to your pet. No matter how much you don't want your pet to get lost, you don't really want to chip it. You know. So, anyway, that's off subject. We're talking about colds and flus.
It's a little off subject.
Yeah,
these
it's a little
RFID,
off subject.
The RFID chips too much cellular activity, 5G that everybody's worried about, blah, blah, blah. It's all radiation, and it causes damage to the immune system. And you need to repair and rebuild that immune system using natural things that God put here on the earth for us to use. Otherwise, it's going to keep getting worse.
Sunshine.
Exactly. So they're quarantining people when they need vitamin D from the sun. I mean, you could take vitamin D, but it's not going to be as efficient. You need sunlight.
Well, and the stuff they call vitamin D isn't necessarily the vitamin D that you produce.
That's true, too.
You know, and you need the vitamin D that you produce because that's the vitamin D you need for your immune system. Plus, sunlight kills viruses, and it kills bacteria. And so if you lay out in the sun, every time you sneeze, the stuff you sneeze out is going to get killed by the sunlight. Now, I'm in Missouri, and we're under cloud cover right now. So, you know, not so much. But, you know, when the sun is out, get some sun. Hang your clothes
exactly.
In the sun. That's the natural way to disinfect.
Right.
Turn them inside out so the sun bleaches the inside. That way your outside stays nice and pretty. Plus, it's the inside that touches you. So you want to, The outside will get plenty of sunlight when you're wearing it.
So, yeah, thieves' oil. I got attacked on Facebook for posting thieves' oil for sale because they thought I was trying to take advantage of the poor people in this crisis. When that's actually what the
Shirley was cracking up.
Huh?
Shirley was cracking up when she saw this. When she saw that.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you know what?
And so now my post
you're
is under
review. You're
taking
advantage of the ignorant.
Do what?
You're taking advantage of the ignorant, and I'll explain how. See, the ignorant will stay away from it.
True.
And so they're increasing their chances of getting sick.
Right. I'm only helping the educated.
Yeah. Unfortunately, some of those educated people are actively telling the uneducated to do the wrong thing while they do the right thing.
Well, okay, yeah, there's some of those too. But anyways, so yeah, my post is under review. It'll probably get deleted because Facebook's in bed with the New World Order. But nonetheless, if you want any thieves oil, I'm not saying you got to buy mine. Go out there and get some thieves oil. I give the recipe away for free on my website, oilsoftheearth.com. I thought I had a little search bar on there, but I guess I don't. But if you scroll down to the comment section or where it shows you the last comments, I've made two recent comments there. So you can go click on those and it'll take you right to the page that gives you the history behind the thieves oil and the recipe. So you can go make your own. You could do your homework, the whole nine yards. I'm not telling people to buy mine. I've been doing this for years. I've got credibility. I only buy good quality stuff. I've got very satisfied customers and references. But if you don't trust me, hey, go get your own. Make your own. I don't care how you get it. Just get it. That's all I care about. I'm here to help people. I'm selling it because it costs me money to buy it, to make it, or do the blends and stuff like that. It costs me time and money. But I'm not saying that you have to buy mine. And my price is very competitive, by the way. I'm cheaper than most people out there. But you can go buy your own somewhere else. I don't care. That's all. I just want you to get healthy and have as many preventatives, whether it's essential oils, whether it's eating wild edibles, which is what we're going to be talking about today, and just eating healthy. Being healthy, taking your herbs, minerals, vitamins, your homeopathic remedies. Personally, if you don't do half the stuff that we do, if you just take a buttload of vitamins and minerals, amino acids and fatty acids, for the most part, you'll be okay. Marcus Rothkranz and a lot of my other our other mentors say it's not that simple. You've got to change your diet, and that's accurate.
That's true. You got to do that stuff. One lady we're listening to says you have to avoid the 7 M's. Honestly, I can't list the 7 M's, but I know that number one of them is medication.
Yeah.
And her explanation for that is that most of the medications out there change the way the cell operates. It creates the cell. It gets clogged down with medication, and so it creates these new openings. She had a name for these openings, all right? And unfortunately, these same openings are the openings that the viruses use in order to get into the cell. And all the cell is doing is trying to open itself up to receive more nutrients because it's getting clogged up. And so you go overboard in one direction, so it goes overboard in another direction, trying to fix the cell. And now you're open to all the viruses, including the coronavirus. And so, why do you want to do that to yourself? It explains why people who go to the hospital, why they're always sick. It's like,
yeah,
you go to the doctor to get well, and they're always sick. What's up with that?
Right,
so.
And look at the side effects to these pharmaceuticals. They're horrendous. Why would you want to do that to yourself? You know, the free food and medicine doesn't have any or near the side effects that these pharmaceuticals have. You know, they're very minor, if any. So that's why we preach and practice.
Who's that comedian that read off the symptoms of this one pill, and it turns out he wasn't joking? He didn't have to write the routine. He just had to read it right off the side of the pill box.
Bill Burr,
yeah. I mean, side effects of this anti-nausea pill include death. It's like, excuse me, I think I'd rather be nauseated.
Right? I'd rather just go without. The Amish, we have an Amish naturopath in our area, and he told us a story about this lady that was dying. And the doctors basically told her and her family that she was going to die. She's got 6 months to live. And so they liquidated all of her stuff, and she moved in with them. And they asked the doctor if she should still take the medication. And the doctor said, it's not going to matter either way. So they took her off all the medication.
Right, it's just going to waste your money. No point
in
giving it to her.
So they took her off all the medications. Didn't do anything different than what they normally do. She lived another 14 years.
Right. And the guy kind of took her in because he figured she wasn't gonna be around very much longer. Like,
right.
Well.
Right. They took her family took her in thinking she was only going to be around for 6 months. Not that they were upset that she lived longer, but, you know, they were expecting her to only live 6 months or less, maybe a little more, but not much. She ended up living 14 years
longer.
Well,
it was along the lines that they figured they could handle the burden that long, you know?
Yeah.
And
it'd give her
comfort and whatever, and, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully,
her health improved.
Yeah.
The whole nine yards. She was back up on her feet and doing normal stuff again. You know, she probably wasn't running around like a spring chicken, but she was healthy. So that's why we're anti-pharmaceutical. That's only one reason why, but there's a lot of reasons. They create a problem so that they can advocate a solution for the problem, which puts more and more money into their pockets. You know, you start out with one pill or one shot, one inoculation, whatever, and then you got to go back to the doctor to get more pills or more shots for the side effects, for the problems that the first pill or shot gave you. And then that pill or shot is going to give you side effects. So then you got to go back to the doctor and get more pills and shots. Screw that.
No, it sounds fun. Roller coaster ride.
I'm sorry, what?
Sounds fun. Sounds like a roller coaster ride, up and down.
Right. You know, and this guy accuses me of trying to take advantage of people in the times of crisis. That's what the pharmaceutical industry does. We're trying to prevent that.
Precisely,
we are.
Yeah, and yeah.
We're the opposition. Of course, the pharmaceutical industry knows that. But, you know, they're killing people. Iatrogenic disease kills more people than war. That is the New World Order's best solution to population control. The UN wants population control. The pharmaceutical industry is their gateway to doing that. Now, this coronavirus has killed less people globally than people die in car accidents daily. So how is this a pandemic?
Ban the cars! Ban the cars!
Right.
Actually, they're working on that, so I should shut my mouth.
So we talked about viruses on our previous podcast. Today we're going to talk about colds and flus. So we're going to go through Marcus Rothgren's Free Food and Medicine Worldwide Edible Plant Guide. and give you the herbs that you should be taking right now for colds and flus. And the first one, cannot pronounce.
What does it start with? Because I don't have the book in front of me. I'm going to fix that situation, though.
I think it's agrimony.
Ooh, that sounds familiar.
Yeah, and I'm not familiar with it, but it does sound familiar.
I think you pronounced it right. I can't guarantee that, but I think you pronounced it right.
Okay.
What's the next one?
Andrographis.
Andrographis? Astrologus? No? Andrographis.
Yeah. Andrographis.
Well, okay.
And the next one is anise hyssop, which is basically the anise. I got anise oil. It smells like black licorice. It's good for a lot of things. I don't remember exactly what it's good for because I don't like black licorice, so I kind of avoid it. But anise.
Anise.
Okay. Angelica. Now, we talked about that one before, but I don't remember what we said. I'm not as familiar with that one either. And I don't have it bookmarked, so I can't look it up. I mean, I can, but it'll take me a minute. Ash, the American mountain ash, specifically. Aspen. Balsam root, basil. Everybody knows what basil is. So go get you some basils and eat your basils. Bayberries. I know what that is, but it's not ringing a bell. Anyway.
Yeah, me
okay.
neither.
Bee balm.
Also known as bergamot, which he also has listed.
Yep. Begonia. Oh, there we go. So the begonias in your window, if you like begonias, those will help you fight colds and flus. Bergamot.
Birch.
Probably the bark. We'll have to look that up in order to tell you exactly what part of the birch tree will help with colds. But you can always Google these things, or Yahoo search, or DuckDuckGo. What is it, DuckDuckGo?
DuckDuckGo is my favorite right now.
Right, for you anti-Google people. I'm an anti-Google person too, but I'm not as hell-bent on it as some of my other peoples. But I agree with them. I just don't. I'm not as strict about it.
You're going to wait until somebody else figures out how to get it done.
Well, I've blocked some of the...
I've
blocked some of the Google stuff, and I use it sparingly. But I'm not as analytical as you are, so I don't take the time to go through all the research to do how to block everything and find alternatives for everything.
Oh.
So.
Well, that's a subject for another podcast.
Well, yeah, Blog Talk just gave us our 90-second warning, which we still got 15 minutes. So, real quick, I'll let you know that when we go into overtime, once I get this uploaded to our other website, which is freefoodandmedicine.org, you can listen to the rest of the story there. That being said, check out Marcus Rothkranz at freefoodandmedicine.com. And if you want to buy something from Marcus Rothkranz, he's got free stuff and he's got to buy stuff. If you want to buy something there and you want to give us credit, go to freefoodandmedicine.net. And again, check out oilsoftheearth.com. You can see basically everything I have access to getting. I may not carry all that stuff, but I can get most, if not all, of that stuff. And I've been doing this for many, many moons. DavidDavidAndDavid.com for our contact information if you want to buy some essential oils or bulk herbs from us. You can also buy bulk herbs and blends from Marcus Rothkranz. So, yeah, go to freefoodandmedicine.org at the to hear the rest of the story here in about 15 minutes. We'll be going there. And we have approximately less than 10 podcasts left here on Blog Talk Radio. So once we're done there, we will be full-time at freefoodandmedicine.org. So, continuing.
Right. Boneset. Boneset or Boneset?
I'm not sure. It's not. It's another one I'm not familiar with yet.
Yeah, I was trying to look it up while you were talking, and I don't see it in his index.
That's okay.
Blue vervain.
Vervain, yes. Blue vervain. Catnip. Catnip's good for a lot of things, and it's good for termites. If you got, if you're worried about termites around your house, just grow some catnip around the house. Your cats will love it. And the termites will hate it. I can't remember what else catnip is actually good for, but we've read different things that catnip is good for in this book. Cedar.
Cedar
is high in vitamin C, and that's one of the things you need right now for this coronavirus is vitamin C. Vitamin C, vitamin D, and zinc. Those are the three main things you need. You need a bunch of other nutrients, but those are the three main ingredients. And cedar, junipers, which I'm sure is in here. Yep, juniper right there. Chonka piedra is great for, obviously, colds. And I think it was under flus, too. It's also good for kidney stones. It's good for a lot of different things. Carry on. Chamomile.
Chamomile
is great for relaxation, stress, anxiety, obviously colds. Chaparral. What do you know about chaparral?
Nothing off the top of my head. Sorry.
I know we've read it before, but I didn't retain it. Cinnamon.
Yeah. Yeah, one of those things you find in, what is that called? Thieves' oil.
Oh, yes. The cinnamon is one of the ingredients in thieves' oil. So there you go. Cinnamon also helps regulate your sugar in your body. So, and Marcus Rothkranz says cut out sugar and you'll have a better immune system. Well, if you take whether you cut out the sugar or not, if you take the cinnamon, it'll help you regulate your sugars so that you're healthier and therefore potentially not going to get sick. But you should still
and
come back
cinnamon
on sugar.
Cinnamon actually makes things, to me, cinnamon actually makes things taste sweeter. So
right, so it enhances maybe the sugar to make it taste better so you don't have to use as much.
Right. It's not sweet all by itself to me, but you mix cinnamon and sugar together, the sugar, you know, you don't need as much sugar.
Right. It's like putting coffee in your cocoa when you're making brownies or something.
Maybe.
Right. It enhances the flavor.
Whoa.
Now, that being said, we also suggest converting from white sugar to raw sugar and other natural sources of sugar. Quit using this bleached processed sugars. You want raw sugars to have actual nutrients in it, and that alone will make you healthier.
At the very least, use brown sugar. At least then they added the cooked molasses back to it. Yes, it's cooked, you know. Both the sugar and the molasses, but, you know, at least you're getting some of the minerals back when you do that. So,
right.
Just saying.
But raw sugar, even though it's a little more expensive, Well, it depends on the flavor. I mean, if you like the flavor of brown sugar in your tea, hey, you know, go for it. But, yeah, it's actually not that bad. But I use brown raw sugar.
White sugar and white flour are both devoid of nutrients.
So is white salt.
All right? Yeah. I mean, ideally, you know, you want it raw. Ideally, you want to make your own flour at home, buy the grain, and grind it up just before you use it. I know.
Ideally.
Even if you had the machinery to do it, it's a pain in the butt. I understand. But
we don't do that. But, yeah, we would be healthier if we did that. We don't do that. We just try to buy it as natural as possible, as raw and organic
right.
as possible. So we, you know, it makes our lives easier, but we're still healthier. Maybe not as healthy, but healthier. We're not perfect either. And none of this is a cure-all. But if you do all of it, you'll go a long, long, long ways.
Yeah, I'm 210. I should be 180. So, just saying.
Well, but he has been eating a lot of chickweed and has lost a lot of weight. So, there you go.
Yeah, I actually haven't lost a lot of weight. I went from 220 down to 210, but I have lost a lot of waistline. I'm trying to figure that out.
Well, maybe you actually built some more muscles. Well, muscle weighs more than fat, too. Got to remember that.
Yeah.
So, his pot belly is not near as big as it was. It's obvious.
No.
You know?
No, my pot belly is nearly gone.
I need to eat more chickweed.
My pot belly is nearly gone. I'm proud of that. But I really only lost about 10 pounds, even though I lost about 8 inches on my waistline.
I need to lose 5 pounds. I got a baby pot belly, so I need to eat some more chickweed myself.
You know, it could be that I'm less bloated.
Maybe.
You know, my pot belly could have been bloat.
Yeah, I don't exercise enough, and I don't eat enough chickweed, and I don't drink enough water. That's why I get, you know, congested a lot. You got to drink half of your body weight in ounces of water. And I don't do that. I know 90% of us don't do that. I wait till I get congested and then I start drinking more water because that's my trigger. You know,
minimum.
Right. You know, you start getting sick or you start getting congested. That's your body's way of saying, hey, you need to drink more water because we're 75% water. We need to drink a lot of water. Our bodies need water. And healthy water at that. Healthy water is hard to come by. But we will get into that in another podcast.
Yep.
Okay, so coral vine. Not familiar with that.
Nope. Not familiar with cornucusa either.
Echinacea, we're familiar with that. That's notorious for cold.
Yep, I like
echinacea.
Tastes good. Tastes great.
Yeah. Elderberries. High in vitamin C and very yummy. Oh, yeah.
Yes,
Go ahead.
I've gone through half of the quart of elderberry tincture that you've prepared for me.
Oh, okay, cool.
There's only a fleet left, and it's mostly berries.
That's another thing the guy said on the Facebook in the comment section, trying to make fun of me. Says it's probably just vodka with some added natural stuff. And I'm like, I didn't think about saying it at the time, but I thought about it afterwards. Well, my essential oils, you know, my thieves oil blend, it's 100% pure. Well, I wouldn't say it's 100% pure. It's probably got some adulterant in it through the processing of going from the different countries and through the importer and into me. But it's, I would say, like they say on gold, it is 99 or 0.999 pure. It is good, high-quality stuff. I am very selective about who my suppliers are. My customers love it. My customers love me. I only sell quality product. But anyways, if it was diluted with alcohol, then it would be called a tincture And then I would sell it for way less because it would be way cheaper for me to make. And then it wouldn't be aromatherapy. It would be a tincture.
Well, it wouldn't last as long either. It wouldn't last as
true.
Long, but it'd probably still have the same effect.
Right. Well, then it would be a tincture, so you would use it internally, but only in small doses because it still would be somewhat concentrated. You know, you can use...
Yeah, I got no choice.
Huh?
I got no choice. 4 tablespoons, I'm under the table.
Right. Well, David puts it in his water. I mean, he puts diesel oil in his water, just a couple drops in a gallon, but,
yes.
You know, they
and
say
at most
that
4 drops in a gallon of water.
How many? 4?
And 4 at most, at most.
Okay. Yeah, they say, I think, a maximum of 1 drop per 16 ounces of water. The same practice that you might use for flower essence, although flower essence are not as concentrated as essential oils. So some oils you can use internally, but they suggest using the organic ones rather than the non-organic ones. But most people just say don't use them internally at all. I say make sure you're very educated on what you're doing before you use them internally, because most essential oils, most essential oil blends are sold for external use only, because it's very, very high concentrate. If you drink it without the proper dilution, it will make you sick. So, let's see.
Well, will
here.
It kill you?
That I don't know. I've never heard of anybody dying from drinking essential oils.
Right.
I don't think it's palatable enough for you to drink it.
Right. Yeah, there's that question, too. There's a lot of things out there that are edible and good for you. They may be edible, but they're not palatable. So,
yeah.
Burdock leaves. Very. Burdock is full of nutrients. It's a delightful herb. You should be eating it. I cannot get the leaf to pass. Well, it'll pass my lips, but I end up spitting it out. It's so bitter. I can't eat it.
Right. See, I chase it with tea or juice. It's the only way only way I'll eat it because it's so bitter. So when I go out foraging,
burdock root, fresh burdock root is delicious. You should cook it up and put it in your stew.
There you go. Yeah, when I go out foraging, I take my tea, I take my juice with me so that I have something to chase the bitter herbs that are too bitter for me to handle, if you will. Because I like sweets. I'm a sweetaholic. So I prefer eating flowers and fruits and berries. That's my favorite. That's my preference. I have some favorite greens that I like to eat too, but most of them are bitter. Bitter's good for you, but like I said, I got to have something to chase it with. So I take tea and I take juice with me to chase it. And then I eat more healthy if I do it that way.
All right. Now, we rabbit trailed a long ways.
I know.
Fever few
is great for fevers. It's good for headaches and migraines. I'm not sure what else it's good for besides colds.
It's been mentioned some of the other things we looked at, too. So,
gravel
root.
You got to get the Free Food and Medicine Worldwide Edible Plant Guide from Marcus Rothkranz. So you can go through it and read it yourself. My other favorite book is Prescriptions for Natural Healing. I've been using that for 20 years. Marcus Rothkranz is somewhat new to us. We've been using his stuff for about 5 years. But Prescriptions for Natural Healing, go find that book. It is amazing. Okay. Gravel root is amazing.
Gravel
too.
Root. And there's a rabbit trail in that one, too. That's the ingredient that Dr. Schultz added to I forgot his name.
Dr. Christopher.
Yeah, add it to Dr. Christopher's Rejuvenation Tea. All right. Gravel root does a lot of wonderful things. I won't go into them because it's not cold related, but yeah, so apparently gravel root's good for colds as well.
Well, we can go into it. We typically